Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And we're getting three short takes on items in the news, followed by your calls on any of them. Item number two, who is Kristen Davis, and what does she have to do with Elliot Spitzer's run for comptroller? We'll do our 5 minutes on this with New York Times correspondent Danny Hakem, who tried to answer it in yesterday's paper. Hi, Danny. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
And the reason we're doing this is to close the loop on what we left hanging when I interviewed Elliot Spitzer on Monday. Here was that part of the exchange, which begins with my question. Did you know that the Libertarian Party candidate for controller is Kristen Davis, the madam who spent time in jail for providing you with prostitutes?
Well, I'm not sure that those facts are correct, but again, I'm not going to dignify her claims, and I think they've been roundly shown not to be accurate in any way, shape, or form. But putting that aside.
Not accurate that she had involvement in that?
That's correct.
So Elliot Spitzer on Monday's show. So Danny Hakem, let's clear up the facts as simply as we can. Kristen Davis was a madam who ran an escort service. I think that's not disputed. Is she
And
is she claiming that she provided the prostitutes for Elliot Spitzer?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And she's claimed that for some time.
Did she provide prostitutes for Mr. Spitzer?
Well, you know, there's really no evidence to back that up. Her name really didn't emerge in the federal investigation of Spitzer. And in the DA's, you know, when the DA prosecuted her for her prostitution ring, no evidence emerged from that investigation of Elliot Spitzer's involvement.
Did she go to jail for being a madam?
Yeah, she was in Rikers for about 4 months.
Is Kristen Davis the Libertarian Party candidate for comptroller this year?
No, she's going to have to file a certain number of signatures to get on the ballot. Their timing, the minor party timing, is different than the major parties. So she's trying to get on the ballot.
So she had the same yesterday deadline as Spitzer did. Is that just to be a candidate?
No, she actually didn't have the deadline yesterday. They have a different deadline for the minor parties.
Which is to say that the Libertarian Party nomination would not be in dispute? The Libertarian Party does want her to be their nominee?
No, I didn't say that. She's trying to get on the ballot right now. So
I
think there is another candidate.
Right. Do you know if there's concern in the Libertarian Party leadership regarding whether they'd be making a mockery of themselves by putting her up? Or do they see her as a serious person who wants to run the city's finances or make a political statement by being a candidate?
You know, I didn't actually look at the Libertarian Party's view of her. I was just trying to determine if she had supplied prostitutes to Elliot Spitzer. That was a complicated question enough.
All right. Well, which is mostly what we're trying to clear up here, too.
Right.
Is there an indication that she's mostly a publicity seeker, or is she trying to raise an issue?
Well, she ran as a protest candidate for governor last time. She has a pro-marijuana platform. She's definitely close to Roger Stone, the dirty trickster, if you will. And so he's been, he's very active in her campaigns.
Right.
You know, she's had a book also in the past. So, yeah, she's certainly she has an interest in getting publicity for sure.
Because her main beef, at least as she puts it, is that she went to jail for her role in prostitution transactions, but Elliot Spitzer didn't because he's privileged. So
Right. Is
she trying to make a serious point about the disparate treatment of prostitution sellers and buyers under the law?
Well, I think that is, broadly speaking, that is a serious point that can be made in general. Again, I think, I think the issue here is she's also claiming that he was one of her clients for, a number of years. And ultimately, I don't really know, but there's certainly no evidence to back that up. And it didn't emerge in either of the investigations that occurred.
Danny Hakem, New York Times, Albany Bureau Chief. Thanks a lot.